Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Da, 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 da. I forgot the lyrics, but yeah. As ABBA says, Happy New Year. This video goes out when it's the 1st of September. So that means that the 2026 Eurovision season has officially begun. Well, it just means that any songs released from today will be eligible for next year's contest. I'm Tim, and I'm joined by the lovely Rory, and we're going to discuss what we know so far about next year's contest here at that Eurovision site. So, without further ado, let's get on with the
Let's
video.
get into
Okay, so at the time of recording, we already know where we're going, obviously. We're going to Vienna. We're going back to Vienna after 10, yeah, it is 10 years, isn't it? And also, a sad thing though, we lost the non-capital city streak. But you know what? Vienna deserves it. They put on the show, a good show on the 60th. Now we're going back on the 70th. So I'm very, very excited about that. So we're going to learn to a lot of things. But first, we're going to look into the countries that we know that are going to be definitely be there or have expressed their interest. So I'm gonna go first. I'm just gonna explain what countries we have and what we potentially know about how they're selecting their representative for Vienna. So we have Albania and RTSH. They're obviously most likely gonna use Festivali, I guess. I mean, come on, the submission's open by the time this video comes up actually today. Austria, our host country, our ho host broadcaster even, they are going to use a national selection, which I'm very, very excited about.
I know. Woo.
Azerbaijan, we don't know anything. They have been on the internal train for the past few years. I'm guessing that's just going to continue. Cyprus as well, CRBC. Don't know anything, but it looks like they're going to continue the internal train because it has been good for them for the past few years. So like only one, well, two non-qualifications the past 5 years,
It's pretty good.
if my memory serves me right. Denmark, we got Dansk Melody Grand Prix happening on Valentine's Day, so that's a good date.
Well, we'll see for that.
Finland, we have UMK happening at the end of February next year. Germany, we've switched up the broadcaster. We don't know anything at all at the moment in time, unless something was posted on the 1st of September. We are not aware that obviously we can't edit that quickly, but
Of course, of
yeah,
course.
that's what we know. Greece, after their successful national final earlier this year, as far as we know, that's gonna return. Don't have a date yet. Israel is confirmed to be intending to participate, but we don't know anything yet, as far as I'm aware. But if you do, then please let us know. Latvia, Supernova, and that's also on Valentine's Day. And also, we've also had the news that they're going to have more than one semi-final this year for next year. So I'm very, very happy about that. And of course, Lithuania, your Vizia LT is also returning.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, keeping that up, we also have the Luxembourg Song Contest as well. Obviously, if Luxembourg comes back for the third year in a row, which is fantastic. That is taking place on the 24th of January. We have Malta as well, with PBS coming back. They've already started their songwriting camp as well for next year. So we're expecting a national selection for that to come back too. Montenegro is deciding to stick around, which is fantastic. They are also going to be using Montesong, though we don't exactly know when that will be, but so maybe it could be November, could be February, who knows when that will be. Netherlands as well, Avratros has decided to that it will decided to confirm to participate again as well. Norway, NRK has decided to keep Melodi Grand Prix, of course. Then we kind of jump down to Serbia, who have confirmed that RTS will be participating. We don't know exactly if they will be using Pesma za Eurovision, but it's very likely that they usually do. Spain is also coming back with Benidorm Fest once again, and that is also on the 14th of February. So far from like what we're seeing, 14th of February is going to be a Super Saturday. So, you know, if you're a Eurovision fan with a partner, God help you. That's all I'm saying. So, it's going to be a tough one. And then of course, obviously we have Sweden with SVT definitely bringing back Melodifestivalen, which is fantastic. Switzerland's SRG SSR has also said they are going to be taking part. They've just closed their submissions window, so we will be probably hearing nothing else from them now until March, when they usually come out with their internally selected artist. Ukraine has also confirmed, and that is with Suspilna. And they will be once again using Vidbeer, again, the tried and tested format. And then also we have the UK as well with the BBC, who have not said anything specifically about how they will be posting and using their selecting their artists. But usually in the last few years, it's been an internal selection. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's anything else for that. So yeah, but obviously, as like we're as this is on the date that we're recording this, between now and when this goes out, maybe one or two more countries may have also decided to throw their hat into the ring as well. We don't exactly know when that will be, but yeah, so far at the time of recording, it's 22.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way, let's look into who we got so far out of that list. Is there any country that you're looking at, looking very excited about?
I mean, I have to say, out of all of the national finals that we had last year, I think the one that really stood out was Supernova. I'm really liking where Latvia is going at the minute, its current trajectory. You know, obviously it's had like 6 or 7 years of non-qualification, and then all of a sudden, then boom, it gets like it's two qualifications in a row. Now, we were in this situation before. We had this when Aminata and Joost qualified, and then obviously Triana Park then didn't qualify in Kyiv. But I'm feeling a bit more optimistic about it. So, and I mean, the quality of that national selection is just only going up. So, I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing what they bring, and especially if they're going to be breaking out more than just one semi-final as well. It's very obvious that, you know, they want to capitalize on the sort of interest that has been coming from Dons, from Tautomatis as well. I'm really, really, really happy that they're really expanding that format. So yeah, definitely that's the main one for me. How about you?
I think for me, Austria, just because we've had the run of just internal selections. I think the last time they did the selection was what? When they actually hosted it in 2015,
2016 was the last one.
2016. It was Zoe. But
Yeah.
every year, and I'm just like, the only thing is, okay, well, a lot has changed since you've done a national final. I want to
Yeah.
see how you're gonna capitalize on the fact that you got the contest in your country, and whether or not you've learned something the last time you've done. I mean, to be fair, the last time they did the national final, they got to the final. So,
And they were a fan favorite as well in
yeah,
Stockholm as
fan
well,
favorites. So that's
so.
another thing. The other country I'm looking forward to is also Germany, just because they've changed the direction of their the broadcaster that would be participating for Eurovision. So my question is, what would SWR do differently as opposed to like the other
To
broadcaster,
NDR, yeah,
NDR?
it's a hard
So
question because it doesn't sound like they're that different, but they may have completely different ideas. So, I mean, all we currently know at the minute that they have been reaching out to a few different songwriters. They've been to a couple of different songwriting camps in Berlin, so we know that there's already some kind of songs that are going to be written that will be pitched to the broadcaster. So, we'll have to wait and see if anything good comes from it.
Yeah, and I'm very, very eager to see about that. Another thing I wanted to ask you, because obviously there's a few countries that are yet to announce whether or not they're gonna participate or not.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, out of the ones that we haven't mentioned, who would you like to see confirmed? Because I think like some of them is a little bit like, oh, I'm a bit nervous for this country. Like, I don't know if they'll be
Yeah.
back.
Yeah, I kind of see that. I'm just looking at a map here, and I have to say, I mean, two non-qualifications in a row for Czechia, and I mean, I don't know about you, but I always feel like Czechia is one of those countries that if they start getting bad results, they'll immediately just stop taking part. And I don't want that because I feel like Czechia really does bring something fresh and something cool and something different every year. They're not relying on the same kind of like genre all the time. So that is a little bit concerning for me. Slovenia as well. I know like at the time of recording, Slovenia is probably the most vocal critic of Israel sort of being in the contest at the minute. But like in terms even just for the song quality, they are usually quite high up there. So I mean, you know, that is something that we would like to sort of see still being represented in that kind of sense. But yeah, I mean, obviously as well, we haven't got Belgium either yet. And usually Belgium is one of the first countries to sort of take part. So, you know, obviously RTBF are in charge this year, and usually they provide something a bit more interesting for me. So yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about how that's gonna go, but we're just gonna have to wait and see. I mean, it is only like late August, early September. So anything could happen still. I mean, the deadline for participation won't be for another couple of months. So anything could happen.
Oh, and one little thing I forgot. We forgot about San Marino earlier on. They are
Oh, San
intending
Marino.
they are intending to participate. Now, this was me because like it was a bottom of footnote. They are participating. It is based on the decision of their management, if I remember correctly.
Who knows what's going on with San Marino at this point, to be honest. It's a chaotic kind of thing.
I'd say for me, the one that I haven't heard about, like, I'd say Armenia would be, I would love to continue to see there just because I know that Parg was a hit and miss for me, but I do know that Depi Evnatesil was a good selection for me, and I would love to see how they would evolve with the way they from the 2025 selection because it is a good selection from what I've seen this year, and they've actually pulled it out of the bag as compared to like, oh, but then again, Armenia is one of those countries that okay, I'm definitely there. I'm just not going to say anything until the last moment.
Again, we should be used to it by now. We're Eurovision fans.
The only thing the other and the other one for me, I would say is just Australia, just because look, I wasn't in the beginning. I wasn't feeling the sweet, sweet yum yum, but like, Marty's a really good guy, and he has won me over with like, the way his work ethic and the way he really, how like when an artist just like takes it all in and absorbs everything, you'd see that Gojo is basically all of that, and it was just such a shame that he didn't make it. But I'm pretty sure Australia would be back because I just don't see it happening where they just say, "Nope, we're not going to do that." But yeah, moving forward, another thing I wanted to ask you was non-countries that have not participated for some time. Who would you want to see return?
It's a very hard question because I want a lot of them to come back.
Well, I
I
got
mean,
one.
yeah, we all, I think, well, I don't think, maybe we'll have the same one maybe here, but I would love to see Slovakia come back. I know they've said that they won't this year, but I would like to see them come back in the near future. And it seems like the winds are kind of going in that direction at least. So it's not a complete shutdown every single time. But yeah, I mean, also, I would like to see Moldova come back. I would like
Oh
to see
my
that. I felt,
God.
I mean, after the whole debacle about them suppo trying to take part in Basel, but then withdrawing at the last minute because obviously they didn't have the best quality of songs in the national selection.
That was
But
that was so
yeah,
chaotic.
it's Moldova. What do you think? Like, come on.
I was
But
more of
like,
like when I heard that, oh, they're gonna have a press conference, I just thought, okay, well, I'm just presuming they're gonna scrap the selection and pick what I forgot the name of that band, like the one beginning with an S.
the what Semafore, I think it was what the name
Yeah.
of the song was anyway, but
Well,
yeah.
yeah, that was so. I thought they were gonna be it, but obviously they decided to go, okay, you know what, never mind.
Very chaotic. But like my worry is that I don't want them to then like this will be like the last time that we'll see them for like 10 years or something, because obviously like Eurovision is a very costly thing, and I would really, really like to see them come back, you know, even if this was just like a mishap, just 1 year. But yeah. And then, I mean, pretty much all the other Balkan countries that are like there, I would like to see them all come back. But yeah. But yeah, so far Moldova is the main one that I'm really hoping to come back, because you know, they're a staple of Eurovision, and we need them.
Okay, well, I'm gonna continue the Balkan front. And I've been saying this for the past 3 years, please. MRT, please bring North Macedonia back. I beg, 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 beg you.
It's not for lack of effort, to be fair.
No, it's always been the budget thing. I think 2023 was like something to do with energy costs. Then 2024, and it's just like it's just been a continued thing of like it's too expensive. But like I know that local musicians are now clamoring, please let us in. Because think about it, even Montenegro is in the contest. Like I don't know what's happening with the budget, but I'm more like if Montenegro can like why can't I?
Well, this is the thing. I remember, like, because they were genuinely looking at coming back in Basel, and then they found out that like they had an average of about 32,000 euro sort of reserved for taking part, and I think they needed like 35,000 or something like that. If enough Eurofans gave like 10 euro, that we could single-handedly bring North Macedonia back, like.
I'm pretty sure San Marino has even done a thing where they
Crowdfunding, yeah.
get crowdfunded a song, and I'm like, I don't get why broadcast you put up these selections because some of them do like okay, well, like a fundraising effort to put on a show,
Yeah.
it because it's of course it's public broadcasting service, so it's not like money's made from trees, but.
Yeah. But this is, look, we are entering the era of the Eurovision crowdfunding contest. And I'm ready for to be a part of that, and I'm ready to help out where I can.
But yeah, I am having my fingers crossed that it they do come back because like think about it like the last time I'm looking through the numbers and I'm like the last time I mean the last time Austria hosted was like I think like the few years before we haven't had any contest with over 40 countries for like a few years. So I'm just hoping that, we get like what, three countries back because we had like 37.
37 was
So
it was, yeah.
I'm just hoping that we get to 40. Austria made it happen last year, but last time. So I'm just hoping that, they match, and it's also 70th, so
Yeah, there's
that's
more of a push to kind of get them there, definitely.
Which brings me to that actually. Austria hosting the big ticket shows. Obviously the last time they hosted was Diamond Jubilee. Now I don't even know what you do for 70th.
Platinum Jubilee. Platy Jubs.
Platy Jubby. What are you looking forward to 70 years? Because obviously, it's going to be a big show. What would you expect from
Yeah.
a Mekong prediction, you think?
I mean, okay, I'm going to be a very controversial person here, but I mean, I feel like that's kind of part and parcel of this slight anyway. I was not the biggest fan of like the quality of the 60th anniversary. So I'm really hoping that they sort of l they've learned from their time, because it's not in the sort of, you know, not too distant memory that they've hosted. So I'm hoping that they've learned from their mistakes that they didn't have last time to then take it on to go into this time. I'm looking forward to seeing a different stage. That's, you know, that I would very much appreciate there being a better stage than what we had in Vienna last time. But I think they've teased that they're going to have a big party in some way, shape, or form. So I'm sure that they're going to give us something interesting to talk about. I just hope that it's something that all fans can kind of enjoy. You know, that's my main thing. But it's Austria that's hosting. It's going to be classy in some way, shape, or form, isn't it? So yeah, that's probably what I'm looking forward to.
I am looking forward to them just celebrating the contest it like just itself, like the history of it, because obviously, if you think about it, like this contest has been here, like much twice older than us or any of us combined, really. And you're just
Yeah, it's
like,
not great, is it?
how do you celebrate that in like three shows or 1 4-hour grand final? Like,
Yeah.
or how do you evolve from that? Because obviously, like I know they did like and even in like in some parts of the show, like they kind of like paid an homage to the orchestra. They've obviously Conchita was there because she their previous winner, so it's more of like I don't know how they're gonna top it off. So I'm just very curious at that front on how they're gonna do that. But obviously, we're going to Vienna. What are you looking forward to? Because obviously, I think in our internal chats, in our server, where we're already planning on how we're going to do this. Obviously, I as soon as Vienna hit, I was just like,
You're already like looking, let's go find somewhere, please, you know?
yeah, no, it's like
Yeah.
the thing I booked. I think when Vienna got booked, the thing I think is like, look, am I that impatient? Or like the first thing I booked was my flight on the way back because I just don't want that chaos.
Oh my God, that'll be crazy. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how Vienna properly is because I've never been to Vienna before. So this will be like my first time actually checking it out. I've heard it's very good. And I know that it's full of history and culture. I know that it's also very expensive. But I have heard, and now correct me if I'm wrong about this, they are planning on doing bungee jumping stuff along the Danube. So that was a part of the bid book. So there is a very small possibility that we could do something like that on the ground if we were there, if we go there. Tiff's face is just killing me.
Excuse me, did I just hear that right?
Believe that's right. If I'm not right, correct me down in the comment section down below, because I believe that was part of the bid book, is that they would have like a wide array of activities, including bungee jumping, like along the Danube, basically. So anything could happen for that. So I'm looking forward to a bit of a chaotic year from what I'm hearing. But hey, we're very close by to a lot of other different countries as well. So we might do a little bit of traveling here or there, whatever. But also in general, just hanging out with fans, with the test lot again. Obviously, like I feel like we're a very nice little bunch that we've got going on here. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff. So what about you?
Yeah, no, I mean, also it's my first time in Austria or Vienna at all because I haven't
Yeah.
been. I think the close, like I've been to the surrounding countries, but Austria, or most of it. So I'm just like, well, I think it's time. Like I've been clamoring for it for so long. It's like now I'm just debating whether or not I do my usual, oh, let's do a day trip here.
I mean, Bratislava is not that far away.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. It's like I say, oh, you can just take off to two countries in one go because it's just like, well, like an hour's train if I'm.
An hour train, an hour bus, and also Hungary is very close by as well. Czechia is pretty close by as well. So you could even knock the other two as well up while you're out there.
Oh my God, please don't tempt me. My credit cards would kill me. But
Yes, debt, guys.
yeah, no, but the thing for me is just visiting Austria because I haven't been ever. So that's the main thing for me. And I am very looking forward to that. So, we're gonna have three amazing shows. And, let's just hope the tickets aren't that stressful for the 70th. We'll see. E even I got my Even I got my grand final ticket the very last minute
You really
this
did.
week.
Yes, I remember this, how that was.
My friend was like, I have a spare grand final ticket. And my by some sort of miracle, I made it work and it did. I was just
Fair
like,
play to you.
yeah, no, I was like, whew. All right, let's go on to the final thing on this
Yes.
video that we always usually do as tradition. We're gonna make some predictions. I'm gonna ask you a few things,
Yes, let's do
and
it.
we're just gonna see if we're right. Come May 16, 17 time, who do you think the televote winner would be in the grand final?
Televote winner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say, Okay, this is dependent on whether Israel will be in it. If Israel is in it, I will say it's Israel. But if Israel isn't in it, I will say it's Greece.
Okay. For that, I would say, of course, if Israel's in there, Israel, or I'm gonna go for Nordic, so I'd say Finland. Jury winner.
Okay, jury winner, I'm gonna say Latvia.
Oh. And I would say, whew, I'd say France.
Okay.
A non-qualifier before that you think would qualify this time.
Oh. Okay. Have to run through all the countries that I think.
I put you on the spot. I'm very good, aren't I?
You are. I would say Croatia. I think Croatia, like last year, was just a bit of a blip. I think they'll come back to the final.
I would say Czechia if they participate, and I really hope they do. Who do you think would not qualify in 2026?
Who won't qualify?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say
I'd say San Marino would
Albania.
return. Oh, wow.
I would love to hope not, and I'm really looking forward to being proven wrong, but I just to go from like Bessa to Škodra Elektronike, I just sense there's another Bessa coming our way. Do you know what I mean?
I would, and I have
I feel
said,
sorry to tell that, but that's just how it
and I have, am saying San Marino for some reason. I'm just like, I'm just like, yeah, no, we're not, we've had a qualification. We're back to normal schedule on that one. Finally, how many, this one we'd know imminently. How many countries do you think would get next year?
Okay, I'm a little nervous because of the situation. I could see it being, I want to say maybe anywhere between 35 and 38. I don't think we're going to reach the 40. I would love it because obviously we're also hearing from potential Kazakhstan like joining, but at the time of like recording, we have no idea about that. Yeah, I fear it could be a bit lower due to this situation, but we'll have to see.
I have a feeling we're gonna stay where we are. So I'm gonna say 37 at that
Being very like
front.
political about it.
Yeah, but in any case, that's the end of this video. I'd like to thank Rory for sticking with me and always sticking up to our tradition of talking about the contest in the new year itself. But in any case, what do you guys think of 2026, your Eurovision 2026 so far? What are you looking forward to, or who would you like to see participate in next year's competition? Let us know in the comments. And if you made it this far and you liked our conversation, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, push the notification bell to be one of the first people to find out when we have a new video. And also, don't forget to follow That Eurovision site and That Euro site on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and Blue Sky. And also, we're now on podcasts. So if you've missed us, we've rebranded TEP. It's now All Tests Across Fronts. For consistency, as to not confuse you any further. So, that Eurovision site on all of the podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts from. So, if you're listening from there, thank you so much. If you do, then give us a follow there. But in any case, thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you in the next video, or hopefully you hear us in the next time. So, goodbye.
See you later. Bye.